This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We've got a great program lined up for you tonight. My guest in hour number two is our good friend, L.A. Marzulli, and he's got a lot to talk about, of course, as usual, in his normal wheelhouse of topics, including Bible prophecy, UFOs, the unexplained, mysteries. Just A to Z, the guy's fascinating to listen to. However, tonight, even more so, because he's going to be sharing with us the personal tragedy of his own home burning down in the recent fires in Southern California. And he's got a GoFundMe account set up, which we've mentioned to you before. So it'll be a little bit of a different interview tonight with L.A. Marzulli. That's tonight in hour number two. Next week, we have with us another really interesting author we've never had with us before. His name is Stephen Bancars. And he has a book out called The Second Coming of the New Age. And I'm really fascinated by that title. And I actually, interestingly enough, I had some questions tonight all fired up and ready to go for L.A. Marzulli in hour number two about what's going on with the New Age movement. It's kind of like we've forgotten about it, but it is not just out there. I mean, it is really burgeoning. It's exploding, this whole New Age movement. I was talking about this today with my wife. And, you know, if you're a Christian, if you're somebody that follows the teachings of the Bible, you really have to be careful when you're going out to, say, a motivational seminar or a business conference, because you have these, you know, pretty much straightforward motivational guys like a Tony Robbins as an example. But what we're seeing now more and more is motivation is kind of morphing now into like this almost, I want to call it New Age, but it's almost like a satanic type of a spiritualism. It's not just we want to get you fired up to have more focus, to set goals. Those are all good things. And I know Tony Robbins, and, you know, I go to seminars like that. It's always fun to get out there and get motivated and do that kind of thing. But a lot of these guys now are morphing into sort of like spiritual leaders. And who knows what spirits they're leading you to? That's really the question. So we'll get into that tonight a little bit with L.A. Marzulli, but also next week, Stephen Bancars is here, the book, The Second Coming of the New Age. Well, a lot to get into this hour, so much to talk about. I want to talk about Al Sharpton and what he just did. not surprising, but maybe pushing the envelope even for an Al Sharpton. We'll get into that this hour. Also talk about what's happening with the caravan and how Trump has really, really played this so well. Very well played, President Trump, but we'll get into that. And also what Christmas song has been banned from some radio stations in the Midwest. We'll talk about that. And what's happening with the Clintons' latest tour? Apparently the Clintons are on some kind of a paid tour where you can buy a ticket to go listen to them. Well, something really weird is happening, and we'll get into that as well. But we want to start tonight, of course, with our condolences to the Bush family on the loss of the patriarch of the family, President George H.W. Bush, who is the 41st president of the United States, passed away over the weekend at the age of 95. And, you know, you could, there's a lot of great things you can say about President Bush 41. Of course, he served the country for many decades in many different roles and was a one-term president. Of all the things I heard and all the things I read, probably the nicest thing I read was an article by former Vice President Dan Quayle that appeared in the Wall Street Journal. I believe that was in Friday's Wall Street Journal. If you want a real insight into the man, George H.W. Bush, take a look at that article written by former Vice President Dan Quayle. Really nice article. The dark side of this, however, I really do want to mention, which is CNN, they just can't help themselves. And every guest that they have on that I saw where they're eulogizing President Bush, they have to put in sort of that last question, which is, yeah, and he's not at all like President Trump, is he? And that sort of puts the ball on the tee for the, you know, individual guest to then talk about how, well, you know, George H.W. Bush was so diplomatic and so nice and so congenial, not at all like President Trump, bop, 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 bop. And then they go into that. I just think it's distasteful, whether you like President Trump or not. And, you know, I've been honest about this. He was not my first choice. I like his policies, most of them. I like his Supreme Court picks. I don't like necessarily his way of doing business, if you will. He's sort of missing the polite gene or the diplomatic gene. But my wife and I, we've talked about it. We've said, well, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it took somebody like him to sort of be that bull in a china shop to do what he's doing and kind of shake things up. But, you know, I think it's unfortunate. And, you know, think about it. I mean, Donald Trump is a human being as well. And he's, you know, he's going to the services and all of that. And the idea that, I mean, I hope no one ever does that at my final services. And if any of my family's listening, make note of this. Don't eulogize me by talking about how terrible someone else is. Just talk about the good things I did and my life, but you don't have to juxtapose that by pointing out, oh yeah, and so-and-so was terrible, who was also a radio guy like Jim, or this other author that wrote books similar to Jim, he was a terrible guy compared to Jim. Boy, please don't do that. I hope I've done enough good things in my life that you can just focus on that and not have to, you know, bring that sort of darkness into a eulogy of me. But in any case, we're going to hear a lot about President Bush this week. And apparently the stock markets will close for a day of mourning on Wednesday. Flags will fly at half staff for several days. And the services will take place in Washington, D.C., I think also on Wednesday. All right. A lot going on in Washington. Speaking of Washington, we'll get into this a little bit. We'll get into it more after our first break. Former FBI Director Jim Comey. Well, you may have thought he had disappeared. You know, he kind of had his day in the sun, had his book and all of that, and he sort of disappeared. Well, he's back again. And there appears to be some real activity, and I'm hopeful that maybe something is going to happen. Jim Comey's going to be questioned in private session on Tuesday by lawmakers. He is complying with a subpoena to appear in a private session. He'll be questioned by lawmakers about how he handled the Clinton email investigation and Russian interference in the 2016 elections. And I'm sure they're going to get into the FISA warrants, the spying on the Trump campaign, you know, all of the things that really should have been done months ago, if not a year or two ago, and other things are happening. It seems like we're starting to see a lot of activity, a lot of bubbling up of just activity within this whole idea of, hey, what really happened? I mean, if we're going to investigate Trump as thoroughly as we are, what about these other people? There was an FBI raid this week related to the Clinton Foundation. It was a little bit of a confusing story because the story was something like this, that the person's house who was raided was actually a whistleblower and had given the government information, given dirt to the government, to the investigators about the Clinton Foundation. And then they had their house raided just this week. I don't know. It seems like a lot of things are happening. Maybe justice is still out there for the Clintons. and Comey and these other rascals that appear to have been up to a soft coup. We'll take a break. When we come back, a lot more news. Don't miss it. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Hour number two tonight, our friend L.A. Marzulli is here. This will be a fascinating discussion as usual, but he'll also be talking about losing his home. His home was burned to the ground in the recent fires in Southern California, and we're going to be talking about that as well and what he's doing to rebuild himself. And he's got a GoFundMe account going and some really great plans moving forward. And what's interesting about that whole thing is the guy works from home, and I can relate because I work from home. And I'll tell you, I have a lot of like production equipment here, and it's something you don't think about. You don't think about losing your house. And as much as you back things up and have, you know, cloud, you know, copies of things, there's just no way to really be prepared to lose everything in your house. And so we're going to have that interesting discussion with him tonight in hour number two, which begins at 10 o'clock Eastern. So don't miss that. Al Sharpton. This is a guy who, he's been a slippery guy for as long as I think I have been aware of him being on the earth. I mean, just, I mean, you know, and what's slippery about him is you kind of really don't know what he is, right? He's one of these guys who claims he's a reverend, but I don't really know how he legitimately is a reverend. Maybe he is. Maybe he graduated from a seminary and is actually ordained legitimately. I don't know. He's kind of one of these reverends that you put in air quotes. So he's got that going. He's also a super political guy. He's got a talk show. He's got a large, I mean, I don't know. This story bumps around the internet a lot, but apparently Al Sharpton, I'm going to just type it in Google here and see what comes up. Al Sharpton has long had like millions in unpaid taxes. And of course the first result that comes up is Snopes, who always seems to take the liberal angle on things. It says here that a 2014 article by the New York Times says that Al Sharpton owes $4.5 million in taxes. And then it goes on here to say that it's partially true. This story is partially true. I don't know. But in any case, let me tell you what he did now. What Al Sharpton did, which, by the way, he was one of the most frequent visitors to the Obama White House during the Obama years. A lot of people don't know that. You know, you have to sign in when you go in the White House. And according to the records, Al Sharpton was really one of the very most frequent visitors to the Obama White House over the years. So Al Sharpton, the story today is being widely reported that Al Sharpton, get this, he sold his life story to his own nonprofit organization for $531,000. Al Sharpton sold his life story. I don't even, is that even really legal? I mean, this sounds like self-dealing. This sounds like, I don't know, this just sounds really shady. I mean, who decides that his life story is worth $531,000? And if it is, why wouldn't that be sold to like a publishing house or somebody that wanted to make a movie about his life? I've never heard of this idea. Here's the story. It's on a number of different sites, but I'm over at Fox News right now. And it says the National Action Network agreed to pay the activist preacher $531,000 for his life story rights for a 10-year period, according to the nonprofit's latest tax filing, which was obtained by the Washington Post. I'm sorry, the New York Post. This is a story originally from the New York Post. So when you have a nonprofit, you have to file a Form 990. You have to disclose things like this. And this apparently came out by way of that disclosure, which the New York Post got their hands on. But I don't know. This just sounds weird to me. I mean, number one, that his nonprofit organization has an extra $531,000 just laying around to then pay that out to him. And I don't direct this just at Al Sharpton. I have for a long time had a really just a huge problem with these nonprofit organizations. And you could pull up any of them online, pull up their 990 and take a look. Many of the largest organizations, nonprofits that you see on TV all the time, you hear people, you know, promoting them. Check out how much they pay their top people. Some of these top people, the CEOs, are making seven figures. Yeah, north of $1 million. And I just have a problem with that. And I have a problem with this here. I have a problem with Joel Osteen and his whole arrangement where he's able to promote all of his books on a TV show that's broadcast worldwide, paid for by his church, but then he keeps all the royalties personally. So this is not isolated and just focused on only Al Sharpton. I have this problem with a lot of people in the nonprofit world. And I've always said you don't go into the nonprofit world to make millions and millions of dollars. And the idea that Al Sharpton sells his, and he didn't even just sell his life story. It says for 10 years. I should, you know what? Instead of criticizing this, here's the problem. I'm too honest of a guy to do this kind of stuff. Because I could absolutely do this. I could set up a big nonprofit TV network and raise millions of dollars. I could absolutely do that. But you know what? I sleep much better at night doing what I'm doing, which is I'm a for-profit business. I pay my bills by selling my products and services. And I drive a 2012 Jeep. And I live in a normal middle-class house. I drag my own garbage cans out to the end of the driveway on Monday mornings, and I'm a normal guy. And I don't even have an office. My office is in my house, or you might find me at one of the Starbucks here in town. And I'm okay with all that because I have a clear conscience. But you know what? There are some of these people in the nonprofit world that just – and you know for a fact, if you investigated this further – he's probably got a big fat salary. He's probably getting all kinds of other benefits, like his housing is probably paid for, his vehicles, his travel, all these other accoutrements, if you will, of running an organization like that. And then he does this and gets an extra $500,000. I don't know. I just don't know. I posted this on my social media today, and it's just everybody's going crazy, commenting on it, sharing it on their own page, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, I mentioned this a few months back, but I want to mention it again. I got a huge response. There's an app called Robinhood. It's free. You can get it for either your iPhone or your Android phone. It's free. And if you use a link that I give you, and you got to send me an email, jim@christianmoney.com, jim@christianmoney.com. If you use the link I send you, you will get a free share of stock. Now, that free share of stock can be worth like $3 or $4 or $5 or several hundreds of dollars. And I just want to give you my own personal success story. I just got a free share of Microsoft worth $110 a few days ago. By using this app, because every time I give away a free share of stock, I also get a free share of stock. So far I've gotten like 35 free shares of stock. So if you want to do that, send me an email, put in the subject line free share of stock. We'll be back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, I almost didn't get back from the break there because I was on the internet here playing around on eBay. And, you know, eBay is an interesting website. And, you know, it's been around for a number of years and I've sold a lot of things on eBay, but I just haven't done anything with eBay in a long time. And this last week during the Thanksgiving break, my wife and I just did some cleaning around the house and sold a number of things and got a nice chunk of money out of just selling stuff that was sitting around, you know, collecting dust. And I'm looking more and more at eBay, and I'll tell you what I'm working on right now is an article on, like, what are the best strategies to get the really good deals on eBay. And I've been doing some research and reading on this, and there's all kinds of strategies and techniques that people have. There are even websites where you can go and they will you can put in like a little bit of information of what you're looking for, and then it'll tell you like all of the auctions for items like that that have less than 5 minutes still to go and have no bids. And when you use these kinds of tools, you're able to really grab some super low price stuff. I told my wife I'm going to do a little bit of the Christmas shopping this year on eBay, because I want to try out some of these strategies that I'm learning. And my son, who does not listen to this show, so I'm safe in saying this, my son, who is a grown man, he's 27 years old, he still to this day loves watching the WWE wrestling. I don't even know, is it called WWE anymore? I know the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, and then WWE. I don't know. You know, the fake wrestling. He loves that. He still watches it to this day. So I picked up, you know, just a, three or four things off of eBay for him related to wrestling and the collectibles. And man, I had no idea the amount of collectibles that are out there for wrestling. The little action figures, the posters, the signed pictures, and on and on and on. I mean, it's like as big a thing as like baseball memorabilia. Who knew? But I'm using some of these strategies. I just got a really great deal for $5. I got three wrestling action figures, vintage, in like virtually brand new condition. For $5 using some of these ideas. So I'm throwing this out there to you. If you're an eBay person, if you buy or sell on eBay, send me an email with your best strategies, because I'm going to, and tell me if it's okay to quote you in the article, because I want to put something together before the end of the year for people who want to maybe use eBay to start buying stuff, because it's easy to run over to Amazon and buy everything brand new. But by the way, a lot of stuff on eBay is new, but eBay is out there, and there's some deals to be had. And I know people, I've read articles who are buying things on eBay, turning around and reselling them on eBay. What? Yeah, they apparently have a system where they know how to get stuff super cheap as the buyer, and then to be able to turn around and resell it on eBay again. And then there are other articles of people that are buying things on eBay, turning around and selling them on Amazon or selling them at a local flea market. All these different, I'm just fascinated by it, by all these different methods that people use to get deals. And one of my good friends I train with in Taekwondo, she has a business going. She sells some kind of collectible rare books on eBay. And so she has this process where she goes out in person to different bookstores and book sales and this sort of thing, estate sales, and she knows what books to get. She brings them back home, cleans them up, packages them, and sells them on eBay, and does this and makes hundreds of dollars a month as like a part-time thing. And she loves doing it, so it's a lot of fun for her as well. Anyway, I digress. I want to mention to you one of my books, and stay with me. This is not a commercial. Well, it kind of is, but it's not. Let me tell you the backstory on this. A lot of you know that I went completely belly up in 2001 when it was discovered that my own brother had embezzled over $2 million from my business. And I had to go bankrupt. I lost everything. This is all written about in my book titled How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. That book is available on Amazon. But the book I want to talk a little bit about tonight is a book that I have. It's all about credit and credit repair. And before I give you the title, I want to give you the backstory on it. Well, let me give you the title so you can write it down. It's called Credit Scoring Secrets. Credit Scoring Secrets. You can find it on Amazon. You can also find it right. Typically, it's on my website, my blog. But just go to Amazon.com, type in Credit Scoring Secrets, or type in my name, James L. Paris. Anyway, the subtitle of the book is How to Raise Your Credit Score 100 Points in 100 Days. 100 points in 100 days. Now, the backstory on it is this. So after I lost all my money, all of my brokerage companies, everything I had was, I had to close down. So I had this, I had like the shirt on my back, lost my house to foreclosure. Our cars were repossessed. I had to start all over again. My sister was doing really well, and she had a mortgage business over in Orlando. And I was living in Daytona at the time, so it was about a one-hour drive. So she told me I could have a job. I would get paid like $250, $300 a week, just working in her office like as an assistant, like a clerical person. And that's what I did for a few months until I got my own mortgage broker license and started kind of actually working as a mortgage broker. But in any case, what she did was really fascinating. She had a system where she would take people who had really bad credit, and she would show them how to fix their credit. And there was nothing dishonest about it. And, you know, I was a financial planner at that time. I had been in financial planning for almost 20 years. And so I thought I knew everything about credit and credit repair and all of that. And I didn't. Because what I saw her do was totally amazing. And it was totally legal, ethical. In fact, we as mortgage brokers would go to seminars put on by the credit bureaus that would teach us how to do this, how to actually fix people's credit. And so I wrote a book about it. And the book is now a number one bestseller in three different categories on Amazon. And the book originally came out in 2012, which the reason I say this is it's amazing me as much as anyone else that here's a book that's been out since 2012 and is presently right now a bestseller in three different categories on Amazon. You can get it as a printed book for about 10 bucks, or you can get the ebook version, the Kindle version, going for about $6. So that's available to you on Amazon. And what it does is it takes you through the whole process of how to fix your credit, including the letters that you would write to dispute negative items, including information on how to open up different new accounts that you need. Because the main thing about building a credit score, which most people don't know, is it's not as much about going after and disputing your old negative accounts as much as it is having the right accounts open. And so I get into that in the book as well. People are raving about it. It has almost the perfect 5-star rating. I think it's like 4.3 or 4.4 out of 5. And it has, I believe, almost 90 ratings now, which is a lot of ratings at Amazon, especially for a self-published book like this. And I'm just excited about it because I'm getting such great feedback from people that are telling me they're able to buy a house, they're able to refinance and get a lower interest rate, they're able to get rid of credit cards at high interest rate and get low interest rate credit cards, all these good things that I'm hearing, and the book just continues to go and go and go. And if you want to get a copy, it's called Credit Scoring Secrets. And it would be a great, you know, if you're going to have some time off between now and the first of the year, maybe with the holidays, maybe a time to do some work on your credit. Try to boost your score, to try to improve your personal financial situation. I've got a couple of emails, people asking me for the free share of stock. If you missed that, there is an article on how to get the free share of stock. And I did post it on my Facebook. I just posted it on my Twitter as well. So it's both places, or you can send me the email jim@christianmoney.com and ask me about how to get the free share of stock, and I'll give you the link to do that. We'll take a break. When we come back, the caravan trying to break through the Mexico border, maybe not. We'll have that for you after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And one of the interesting things about Facebook, if you have a Facebook account where you have a Facebook page, so if you go to Facebook, you can follow me personally. So you can go to Facebook, type in James L. Paris, James L. Paris, P-A-R-I-S. You can come to my personal page and you can be a friend, and that's fine. I'll look at pictures of your baby, your grandkids, your new car, all of that. You can do the same for me. We can connect on that level, or you can connect with one of my business pages. So I've got a page set up for ChristianMoney.com, and then I have another one set up for the book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. But the big page is ChristianMoney.com. So one of the cool things you can do is you can go into your insights, which is like your statistics, and you can take a look at what stories that you have posted, the things you have shared, what of those are getting the most response. And so just looking at the last few days, I wanted to mention a couple of these to you. I posted a video on YouTube warning people about a new scam where you receive a text that has a link in it. If you click on the link, then the scammers can steal money out of your bank account. It's a brand new scam where they send you a text. There's a video on this, and that video is right now, it has gone viral. It is thousands and thousands of shares around the internet, and that is available on my YouTube channel if you want to find it there, or you can also find it on my Facebook page. Probably the easiest way to find it at this point would be to go to YouTube, type in James L. Paris. You'll find my channel, and it's one of my most recent videos there about that fake text scam. Other posts here that are going crazy. We've got the post here about Al Sharpton, which I just did today. And that one is going off the charts. People are sharing that, commenting on that like crazy. But then another one here, which is really taking off, and it may have as much to do with my little comment on it as it does with the story itself. And this is about what's happening right now on the border. And if you haven't been following the news, the whole issue of the caravan has really not been covered much lately, and there's no real surprise as to why that is. Now that the caravan really is here, I mean, we were told, what was it, 3 weeks ago, that there was no caravan, that it was all just a fantasy of Trump, that he was just saying there was a caravan to gain a political advantage in the November elections. Well, then we're told, well, there is a caravan, but it's hundreds and hundreds of miles away, and they won't be here for months. Then we were told, well, they actually are here, but they're mostly really good people, mostly women and children. But now we know that that's not true, that it's mostly men, at least from what I've read. But Trump has just really played this masterfully, because what he did was he's now shut down, for all intents and purposes, the border. And so I posted a story on this today about Trump. He won't let them cross the border. And so here's what I posted. And this is a story from the Washington Times. It says here, the headline, Tijuana shuts down migrant caravan shelter. So here's what's happened. So here's what I posted. Trump won't allow them to cross border. So Mexico now owns the consequences of the mess they created. And then I made this post, which is exactly the case. And I love how Trump has played this, because now we can see Mexico let all of these people in through their southern border. And they were even provided buses and all kinds of medical services and food and everything else to get them up to the U.S. border. And now they're not being allowed to cross. And they're now stuck in Mexico. Well, now the Mexicans have to deal with these people. And they have nowhere, you know, the bathrooms for these people. They don't have food for these people. They don't have shelter for these people. In fact, the shelter, the main large shelter in Tijuana, has now been shut down. And apparently they've moved the caravan to some kind of a football stadium to house them. And the local people living along the border on the Mexico side are livid. They're rioting. They're protesting about what's happening with this caravan. Now, I'm not a heartless person, and I've always said I'm all for legal immigration. And, you know, one question I have, and maybe if you're an expert on this, you can email me, tell me the answer. Why couldn't someone who wanted to get to the U.S. just buy a really cheap plane ticket and fly to the U.S. You could just lie and say you're on vacation and you want to go to Disney World, or you want to go to, I don't know, see a Dallas Cowboys game, and just fly in to a U.S. city and then just not go back. I mean, what would stop you from doing that? So these are people that obviously are not able to even scrape together the money for a plane ticket, I guess, which you can get super cheap plane tickets from the Mexican side to U.S. I mean, even just a super cheap ticket just to get you like maybe from Mexico City to Dallas or Mexico City to Houston. I don't know. I don't know how they can stop people from coming across and then just not going back. But in any case, Trump has played this masterfully, because now the media is no longer reporting on this. And what is plain to see is these people, all of these problems, all of the logistics and feeding and housing and bathrooms and showers and all of this stuff that would be on our side of the border is now on the Mexican side of the border, which is just incredible how smart Trump is to do these kinds of things. What a chess move. And now for the world to see the consequences of this. I heard a figure this last week, and if it's true, it's shocking, but it's probably true, that for each immigrant that comes into the U.S., each illegal immigrant, that it costs taxpayers in the U.S. for each one, $70,000 each year for each illegal that is in the U.S. Man, even if it's half that, that would be a stunning number. But that's the number that I heard reported this week. And it's not about being heartless, because you can only help so many people. You know, it's just like when you sit down, you know, my wife sat down today and paid all of our bills. And then one of the things we're looking at is how much money do we have left? You know, we support a compassion child in Colombia, and maybe we can send a little bit of extra money there. Maybe we can send some money to our church. You know, what money do we have for Christmas gifts, you know, this year? You make decisions because you only have so much money. But when it comes to the government, it seems like people think that the government just has unlimited money. And the U.S. now has crossed over $21 trillion in debt. And that's not the whole story, because we also know that the so-called off-the-books debt is up there maybe as much as $150 trillion. So some people say that we could have as much as like $200 trillion in debt here in the U.S. So as much as we appear to be a rich country, I mean, we're no different than that guy that has the big house and the Mercedes and the vacation home and his mortgage to the hilt and is not really rich. He's really just a person that's in a lot of debt. And I think that's really more or less, if you look at the U.S., that's where we're at. As we run out of time here for this hour, the Clintons are on tour. And the word is that I guess it's like $150 to go see them speak. And they're renting out these big stadiums, and they're about two-thirds empty. I guess there was a big stadium they rented out in Toronto, and it is true like a third. It was drawing less than an NFL game these days. So that's the latest on the Clintons. Even despite that, they're saying that Hillary's likely to run again for the nomination to run for president in 2020. Baby, it's cold outside. I really should go, but baby, it's cold outside. That song is now being banned. Apparently, the ban started with a radio station in Ohio saying that its suggestive lyrics are inappropriate, especially in the current age of the Me Too movement. So these are the same radio stations, and the liberals listen to these songs with the N-word in them, songs about rape and murder and all of this horrible stuff. But now we're getting rid of Baby, It's Cold Outside because it's a little bit too edgy. Wow. And then Marriott may have just had the largest data breach in world history. It could be north of 500 million people had their data exposed in a mass data breach, which was announced this week by Marriott. So if you've stayed in a Marriott, I guess, anytime in the last few years, your name, your address, your phone number, your social security number, your passport number, your underwear size probably. I mean, everything is out there for you. So get an identity theft plan. If you need an idea on what I recommend on that, send me an email, jim@christianmoney.com. We'll take a break. After the news, we'll be back with our friend L.A. Marzulli. Don't miss it.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.